Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Whether you're commuting, walking, getting ready for work, or just easing into your morning, you're right where you need to be. Today's devotional is going to lift your spirit and strengthen your walk with God. So let's dive in. Today's topic is the power of God's Word, giving light to your path and hope for your soul. And our Bible text is from Psalm 119, verse 105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Have you ever been in total darkness? I mean, pitch black, no streetlights, no screen glow, just silence and shadows. A few years ago, I read the story of a group of miners who got trapped underground for nearly 69 days in Chile after a mine collapse. Do you remember that? One of the trapped miners later shared that what kept many of them alive wasn't just food or hope of rescue. It was the Word of God. Someone had a small Bible and they read it aloud daily. In that deep darkness, surrounded by uncertainty, God's Word became their light, their only light, not just for physical hope, but for the survival of their souls. Friends, just like those miners, we all face moments when life feels like a cave, dark, tight, uncertain. That's why our Bible text today, Psalm 119, verse 105, reminds us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It doesn't say the word is a floodlight. It says lamp, which means it may not show you the full journey, but it'll give you enough light for your next step. Let me ask you, what darkness are you facing right now? Is it confusion about a decision? Pain from a broken relationship? Fear of the future? Here's the truth. You may not have all the answers, but the Word of God does. And it gives you just enough clarity to move forward in faith. The Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 18, "The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." God's word brings clarity, comfort, and direction. Maybe you're asking today, can God really speak to me through his word? Absolutely yes. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." That means every time you open the Bible, it's not just ink on a page. It's the living breath of God, tailored for you. So here's a challenge. Open your Bible with expectation. Even if it's one verse a day, let it sink deep into your heart. Ask God to speak, and guess what? He will. Ask yourself this: am I treating God's word like a luxury, or like my daily bread? Remember, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 4 verse 4. What verse can you hold onto today? Take 5 to 10 minutes today to read a passage from Psalms or Proverbs. Write down just one verse that stands out to you. Meditate on it. Speak it aloud. Make it your anchor. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I walk in the light of God's word. I receive direction, peace, and strength from his truth. No matter the darkness around me, his word is my guiding lamp and my unshakable hope. I will not fear, I will follow where he leads. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word. It is our light when the path is unclear, and our hope when the soul is weary. Today, I lift up every listener. Guide them, encourage them, speak to them through your word. Let your truth be a lamp to their feet. As they go about their day, may they sense your presence walking with them every step of the way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If this message spoke to your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a coworker, or someone you know who needs a word of encouragement today. Let's spread light together. Remember, you're not just living, you're winning every day. Until next time, stay inspired, stay grounded, and keep walking in the Word. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.